From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, especially because you just brought us in some mince pies made by Lisa. So thank you, Lisa.
That's Christmas mince.
Christmas mince, yeah, not
we don't do meat.
Mince and cheese. Well, these are very nice, so thank you very much, Lisa. I'm feeling incredibly festive now, which is very good way to start the day. What have you brought us this morning?
Let's start with the 500th release from the Barely Breaking Even label, shall we?
I already like this a lot, I have to say.
Now, back in 82, the Universal Robot Band put out an independent single called Barely Breaking Even. That's what the record company's named after.
Okay.
So for the 500th release, what they've done is Pete at Barely Breaking Even's tapped Louis Vega. You know, Louis Vega from Masters at Work, New Eureka Soul. Said, can you remake this? And he said, yeah, I will, but I'll only remake it if I can use Leroy Burgess and Patrick Adams.
Very cool.
And what you're hearing now is a brand new version, new string arrangements, new horn arrangements, Leroy Burgess on the vocals.
Tess is having a good dance to this one. This is mint.
So is this just an album with a...
It's two 12-inches.
Two 12-inches with different versions of the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All new versions.
All new, yep. But different, done differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which one's this one?
This one is Louis Vega's Boogie Mix.
Boogie Mix.
Yeah.
I feel that deep inside.
So on the other side of this, there is the Louis Vega NYC House Remix instrumental.
Yep.
And then on side three, you've got Louis Vega NYC House Remix main. And then on side four, Louis Vega Boogie Mix instrumental. So that's the instrumental of this, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out Leroy now.
Is this your favourite of the mixes?
It is. Yep. And weirdly enough, this one is the one that's closest to the original version.
This is great. I also love the cover of this as well. You've got the three of them painted in lovely watercolours on the front, and then same image again reversed on the back, just in blue. It's just simple. It's nice.
See, this is a song which is relatable to a lot of us.
Why?
The lyrics.
Barely Breaking Even.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, some people can imagine.
Still don't know where the money goes. Classic line. Some good hat game going on in this as well.
How do you know they're talking about money? Maybe they're talking about something else.
No, they are talking about money.
It might be something else.
It's probably money. This is awesome. If this came on when I was out, I would be immediately dancing.
What's the house remix like?
It's a little more what you'd expect Louis Vega mixing sounds like.
Okay.
But I think this is great.
This is good.
The boogie mix, obviously, it's like the original tune was kind of that post-disco boogie thing. 82 had come out.
Yeah.
So, and you get Leroy Burgess and Patrick Adams together, you know, people who... You know, their history goes back to when Leroy was one of the Black Ivory.
Oh, okay.
And Patrick Adams was their manager. Isn't this cool?
It's so cool. It's actually impossible not to dance to this. Both Tess and I are bopping along. Even Troy's nodding his head a little bit. Tapping your toe there.
Troy's leg is going.
That's a nerve problem.
That's the sewing machine leg. It's amazing because this sounds incredibly fresh. Like, I know it is a rework of a song from the 80s, but the sound has really come back at the moment.
Yeah, which I think is part of the reason that it's done. I mean, obviously, your 500th release on
a
label called Barely Breaking Even, it's a totally cool thing to do.
Totally.
But what I like about it is there's no sort of a cheesy kind of modern update to it. It's still quite faithful to the feeling of it.
Yeah. because you kind of don't need to. You don't need to update it because it is just kind of sounds as fresh as it maybe did.
Yeah, I do think the synths in this version are they don't cause you to like wince a bit like the other ones. You just think, oh, 82, hey, ooh, yeah. But what a singer, right?
Yeah, amazing voice. He needs to boogie down. That little synthy riff in there really reminds me of Nina Cherry a little bit, like Buffalo Stance thing in there. So this is great. So if people want to get this, is it on the shelves already?
It's on the shelves now. It's
nice.
Double 12-inch and a lovely gatefold sleeve. There's a lot of info on the inside of the gatefold of the recording of it at the Log Cabin Studios.
That's always a good time.
Speaking of which, Log, that was another thing Leroy Burgess was the singer of. Some people know what I'm talking about.
There we go. I don't, but I'm sure there will be people out there who do.
So that's. Shall we stick with 1982 and go to this ball and chain tune? What do you reckon?
Yes, we can do that.
So the band XTC, over the last decade or so, they've got the rights to all their music back from Virgin Records. And
nothing like taking back the power, right?
That's right.
How do they go about that? Oh, you don't know?
No, I don't know exactly. But anyway, Ape House is Andy Partridge's label. Andy Partridge, A-P-E, Ape House. So Ape House have done this reissue campaign of all the XTC stuff, mm-hmm. and they don't just want to do half-assed reissues like they say have been happening ever since first time round.
Yep.
So it's always the original masters, if possible, even the original multi-tracks. But in this case, for English Settlement, it's the original masters.
Very cool.
Transferred in a way that's really nicely dynamic. There's not too much compression. And as you can hear on this tune, it finds XTC somewhere between Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and the Village Green Preservation Society.
What a place to be.
Yeah. So Ball and Chain was a single from the record, and it was about their hometown of Swindon being knocked down all the time.
Okay.
And if I remember the cover of the 7-inch, it had a picture of just one unit of a terrace still standing.
Okay.
And it was like a story you often hear about different places where someone went, no, I ain't moving, no, I ain't selling up, mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. So they knocked down everything around them.
Wow.
That was on the cover of the single. But
so it's kind of a protest record in a way.
It is a protest record, but it's also like quite a positive sort of anthem.
Yeah. Almost a Tom Petty inflection.
Do you think?
I just think so, yeah. That's
I don't
what
know,
it made
I don't
me
hear
think
it.
Of.
Yeah. It's what you hear.
It's what I hear.
Yeah.
I like the cover of this.
It's an amazing cover.
Is it the horse from, well, it looks a little bit like those horses you get on the like White Cliffs of Dover.
It is him.
It is that one.
Is it the Uffington horse or Orlington horse or something?
It is probably. So that's on the cover. If you know what that is, you can Google it. If you don't. And a sort of like green canvas background, I think.
Yeah, see, now that even, all of the issues of it look half-assed and silly. That's right. What it's supposed to look like.
Oh, cool. So the tracks on this record are Runaways, Ball and Chain that we're listening to now, Senses Working Overtime.
That was the biggest hit from the record, obviously.
Jason and the Argonauts. No Thugs in Our House, thank you very much. Yacht Dance, All of a Sudden, brackets, It's Too Late. Melt the Guns, it's a good one, a good name at least.
Yeah, they're still fairly strident at this point. It was before they went completely psychedelic-y pastoral.
Okay. Leisure, It's Nearly Africa, Knuckle Down, Fly on the Wall, Down in the Cockpit, English Roundabout and Snowman.
So some of you will go, hey, that's more tracks than there was. Well, this was actually a double album.
Right, okay.
Some countries in the world decided to throw out a whole bunch of songs to make it a single LP for no good reason.
Ah.
So what we have is a, back as it should be, double album, what is it, 200 gram vinyl? It is.
It is, yeah.
And the people that help out Andy with Ape House are the same people that help out Robert Fripp with the King Crimson label.
Oh, okay.
And we deal with them, and they are extraordinarily fussy about the quality of pressings, the quality of everything.
Excellent. It's much better for us when we get to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this.
It's a good one.
It's a really good one. And I really like this cover. Just a nice bold graphic and a sort of like Celtic font for XTC on the back with the I and the C. Like the...
Like an
eye from your face. I was thinking I and the C sound... Anyway, you know what I mean, Troy.
I do now, yeah.
Here we go. So it was XTC.
Yep, and we do have the other... This is the newest release from their back catalogue that Ape House put out. We got a few of the other ones as well. Black Sea is still available, and Drums and Wires. Oh, do we have Drums and Wires still? Can't remember. But there you go.
Just have to pop in and find out.
Yes.
What's this one?
Now, remember, speaking of barely breaking even, the BBE J Jazz Masterclass Series. Remember we did them?
I do, yes.
Okay, now, this is the fifth in the series. It's not a compilation. This is one of the reissues. This is by Miyasaka Plus Five from 1979. Obviously Japanese. Mm-hmm. It's in the J Jazz Masterclass. And this is a super cool record led by the drummer Miyasaka. Who was known as Bear for some reason.
Bear?
Yeah.
It's quite a good nickname.
And therefore, this album is called Animal's Garden.
This has got the best photos.
Doesn't it?
Of the band. They're all like mid-playing, and it is wonderful, especially the saxophonist's face in this.
That's Koichi Matsukaze, who put out the Earth Mother album that also BBE did as part of the JJ's Masterclass.
It's like one of those photos where you sort of try and catch all of your mates looking as stupid as possible and then like turn that into the image of them. But that's basically what they've essentially done.
You never know, they might have thought, oh, we look great like that.
Well, they do look great. They also look extremely silly, which I like. There's some nice little drawings on the back of this too of, I guess, various members of the band as animals, because you've got Bear on the drums, a bear playing the drums there.
Yep, there he is.
You've also got...
He's also on the cover, as you see.
Yes, Big Bear playing the drums on the cover. It's really lovely. And a photo of him looking extremely stoked about playing the drums there.
Look at him.
He's so great. Happy.
Now, the other cool thing about this is it's got a nice gatefold. It's got some contemporary notes about it by the compilers, but also it has the translation of the original notes, which are nuts.
Awesome.
Like, really fun, like super cool, fun for
a
note.
Yeah.
And it fits, it kind of fits the tone of the whole record. There is a ballad on it, but it's all fairly sort of jubilant type sounding.
That's what I would expect.
There's nothing maudlin about it at all.
From the imagery on here, at least.
Yeah.
I like the little fox playing the piano. And I can't work out what this animal playing the double bass is meant to be, but it kind of looks like a seal standing upright and playing the double bass. I'm not sure if that is what it's meant to be. Or a polar bear, maybe?
I don't know what it is.
It's a sort of lovely, big, blobby animal, anyway.
Do not say it's a Sheba called Troy. Do not say that.
So what year was this originally again?
This is from 1979, and it was released on that ALM label that we've talked about, that being like this tiny, you know, private label in Tokyo. And... one of those impossible to find things. No, I'd never heard it till the compilation with the J Jazz Masterclass.
Very
Am
cool.
I glad I heard it? Yes.
Yeah.
And I think most people who even have a vague interest in sort of 70s Japanese post-bop modal type of stuff are going to dig this.
This is the Woolly Mammoth.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is.
So the tracks on this, we've got Side A, Animal's Garden, which is what we are listening to. Side B is Ballad for Mammoth.
There you go. For Mammoth.
For Mammoth.
Ah.
Mammoth gets its own ballad. Side C is Dog's Dance. Side D is Pecker's Blues. There's also a little drawing of the pecker on the back of this as well.
Like a woodpecker.
And All the compositions are by Miyasaka. And the illustration is by In Person Incorporated, apparently.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
But I'm glad that whoever In Person is or was or are, I'm
has
glad
done
they
it.
Did those.
Yeah, same. They're super cute.
Very cool. So this is, what did I say? This is number 5 in the
yes.
BBE, Barely Breaking Even, J-Jazz series. It's really great. Oh, nice obi strip.
Mm. Yeah, lovely.
What do you think, Ted?
Yeah, it's great.
I really enjoy this. So if this is this on the shelves already?
Yeah, all of the records we brought in today are on the shelves right
Excellent.
Now.
Remind us of the three you've brought us.
Okay, well, this one here is, like we said, Animal's Garden, or Zoo.
Zoo.
Animal's Garden by Miyasaka Plus 5.
Cool.
We heard the new 200-gram double LP of XTC's English Settlement, originally
nice.
1982, now done properly by Andy Partridge's own label. And we started with Louis Vega Presents Leroy Burgess and the Universal Robot Band featuring Patrick Adams, Barely Breaking Even, which
Fantastic.
Is the 500th release on the Barely Breaking Even label.
What a good way to celebrate that. Thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming and hanging out with us and playing us some great records all year.
That's great.
We'll see you in the new year.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I thought you were about to say we won't need to see you anymore.
No, no, please keep coming back. We love it, and we especially love it when you bring these nice mince pies from Lisa.
One last question. Do you have any idea of any tasters of what hand-picked records you're going to have for the Summer Sorted Super Prize Pack?
That's going to depend on the person themselves.
Oh, okay, cool.
Very exciting.
Personalised, I like
it. If the person goes, okay, well, I'm kind of into this, and... But I also want to hear, I don't want stuff that I've already heard, but stuff kind of like I might be into.
Is
like
this
that.
What you're hoping that they'll say to you explicitly?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But yeah, it's personalised for the person. It's,
awesome.
It's like basically cool. Not going, this is what you need. It's a case of saying, what about something like this? And
nice.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I like that. That's
Very
awesome.
Cool. That is a really awesome prize. One of the many awesome prizes you could win in the Summer Sorted Super Prize Pack, which we're drawing tomorrow. Ooh, exciting. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.